previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eskom's first half profit is up 36%. It's coming at 24.3 billion rand in the 6 months to end September, compared with 17.8 billion in the same period a year ago. The utility has stabilized the grid, increased the reliability of its plants by making overdue repairs, and has, at least for the time being, ended load shedding and its negative impact on economic growth. But on the downside, Eskom is still crippled by a massive amount of debt. The amount owed by municipalities has swollen to 105 billion rand by the end of September, up from 90.5 billion at the end of March. Looking ahead, we have a busy week in terms of the economy. Later today, we'll have the Absa Purchasing Managers Index and the latest NAMSA vehicle sales figures. October's report from NAMSA showed record high vehicle sales volumes. Analysts are expecting the trend to continue. On Tuesday, we'll have the crucial third quarter GDP data. The expectation there is for a slowdown. Midweek, we'll see the fourth quarter RMBBER Business Confidence Index. And then on Friday, Moody's Ratings is expected to announce its latest assessment of the country's sovereign credit status. Economists are split on whether or not we'll get a ratings upgrade. Heading into the weekend, after a very quiet U.S. Thanksgiving week last week, the JSE All Share was up just over a third of a percent, ditto the top 40. London's FTSE up just over a quarter of a percent. In New York itself, thin trade on Friday saw the Dow close up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the tech-heavy Nasdaq up 0.7%. Tokyo this morning down 1.7%, Hong Kong up 0.7%, Sydney down 0.4%. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.13 to the dollar, 19.86 to the euro, 22.66 to sterling. Gold at 4,239, platinum 1,703, Bitcoin 86,300, Brent crude oil just over $63 per barrel. And finally, give yourself an early Christmas present and fill up your vehicles before Wednesday. That's when pump prices will go up, and almost certainly by a painful amount. Various media outlets this morning are reporting petrol is set to increase by between 20 and 26 cents a litre. Diesel will increase by between 60 and 77 cents, with ultra-low sulphur diesel at the top end of that range. Paraffin will go up by about 68 cents a litre. And those are numbers that have not yet been confirmed by government, but they won't be far off.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.